Well, you would keep your arse square to the fucking seat in the little tank, wouldn't you, really? The best thing to do, here we go, if you're in Afghanistan or certain areas where the US are providing is to dress up in a fucking black turban with all the gear on, stand in the middle of the open and say, "Here I am, motherfucker, come and get me!" Safe as fucking hell. Any Yanks in? I fucking hate Yanks, mate. No, I actually don't. I think they're wonderful people, but slightly misguided. These are the people, right, that was going to have a fucking mad woman as president. Clinton's missus. How the fuck can that be possible? It's like the Prime Minister of England standing down saying, I'm going to stand down now, but my missus is going to have a go. She's like that. Fucking mad. And she couldn't even keep her husband's cock in his trousers. How can she run a country where he would fuck a frog when it stopped hopping, wouldn't he? Monica Lewinsky. I actually met her once. I blanked her. She said, "Hi, I'm Monica Lewinsky." Stain come off all right? Still had it on there. It was a bit crusty at the time, but... No, I don't know. Me, I mean, I'm not too fussy, but I never fuck out my weight. More comfortable with the fat birds, but it's not the point. I think that Bill Clinton was a very brave man. And the Americans now, well, at the time of recording this DVD, you don't quite know who's going to be a president. And what a choice they've got, the fucking Yanks. No wonder they have a bit of sport trying to fucking shoot Brits in the desert. They must think, when we get home, what we got? They've got a choice between a fucking mad woman, okay, a black bloke, which is fair enough, and a fucking coffin dodger. Oh, this Senator McCain, 150, 160 years of age. He's too fucking old to be a president, and I don't care what his fucking oven chips are like. Do you know... Next year, I'm going to go and do a video in America. No, I ain't going to go. Ah, fuck off. I'll blame Columbus. The thing is... What? No, Americans are... Americans are slightly strange. You know who I think should be president? Sylvester Stallone. Fucking great, wasn't it? Well, no, what's his name's on? No, fucking Osama, whatever his name. Here, isn't that Cat Stevens, isn't it? You seen Cat Stevens lately? I fucking haven't. Since that Osama bin Laden's been making his own DVDs, Cat Stevens is fucking butted right out. It's like Saddam Hussein. When Saddam Hussein was on the telly, did you see Bob Carroll Jesus spit the fucking dog? Sylvester Stallone made a good president. A real good one, I think. Arnold Schwarzenegger. He might have to change his name a bit, I think. No. Because of politically correctness, you know. You get some black guys coming up. "Hey, man, you're the governor. What's your name, man?" "Schwarzenegger." "Okay, Swanson, no need to fucking call me that, you motherfucker." Politically correctness drives me mad. Does it drive you mad? When the first thing you've got to take to battle, right, is a lawyer. You can even be arrested for shooting people. What's the fucking point of that? When you're away in a war, anyone that's not wearing your uniform, fucking shoot them. Say the Yanks did it. Well, you fucking believe you straight away. Up in the court in The Hague, there will be the man from this judge. You say, "Now we got this man from here, the Welsh, here the shagging all the dragons here, for in The Hague, for the shooting all the bad flip-floppy, scrusty people." And now, I know it is terrible in England now because the politically correct people now, the sniffer dogs at the Heathrow are not allowed to sniff the people wearing the burqa. Well, that's good for the dogs because the burqa's been on quite a while and the Jack and Danny chucking up really bad. So, you killed somebody, which you shouldn't have done. Yeah, it was the Yanks. Oh, that's good. Yeah, fine. Fucking... Politically correctness. This is what politically correctness is doing to the world, really. I saw in the paper the other day that the fucking slopes, the Japanese. No, I won't fucking draw the line with Japanese. What they did to our blokes in the second.